Hello, Greg. How are you going?
I am very well, and a true pleasure to have you on the line to talk about the new album. Oh, mate, and congratulations. I've listened to the album over the weekend, and it's fantastic.
Oh, thanks, Greg. Yeah. It was like it's been a long time coming, actually. It should have been out much earlier this year, but I guess most musicians would say the same thing. You know, it's been a year of frustration and hold-ups, but it's great that it's finally coming out.
The Makarata Project. Now, did I get that correct?
Makarata Project, exactly right.
What's the meaning of the title?
The Makarata forms part of the Uluru Statement from the Heart, which is this amazing document that was presented by First Nations elders around Australia in 2017. It was presented to the government, but unfortunately the government of the day pretty much threw it in the too hard basket. So here we are 3 years later, and the idea was to take this project and the main elements of it, which are basically to weave together the ancient and modern identities of this country of ours and put them in the Constitution for all time. But there have been a few other issues this year, as we know.
So
at the moment, that whole process has been stalled. But as a band, we don't think that we can move together as non-Indigenous people until the Statement from the Heart and the Makarata Project, which forms part of it, is enshrined in the Constitution. And that truth-telling that needs to be told is finally done.
Well, the album consists of First Nation artists, so many. It's a who's who of Indigenous music. I mean, how did you get everyone together for this project?
So it took best part of 6 months, maybe longer, to get everyone into the studio. Some folks couldn't make it into the studio, but the album was recorded before the lockdown, so most folks were able to either send us a contribution, and the contributions, I must say, have been fantastic from all around the country. Some folks we've known for many years, going back to the Blackfella Whitefella tour that we did with Wurrumpi Band in the mid-80s, and some younger artists that we've actually never met before, but in every case, we were so fortunate. In every case, their contributions have elevated the songs to a place that we never imagined. It's been fantastic.
Look, and I've got to say, I was listening to one of the tracks, I think Change the Date, and it was the voice of Gurumul. Did his family allow for you to have his music included?
So our manager, John, was talking to Michael Honan, Gurumul's musical director, and happened to ask him regarding our project. He wouldn't happen to have anything of Gurumul's that didn't end up on his final album. And Michael said, actually, yeah, there is this double-tracked vocal piece that wasn't used and called White Cockatoo. And we'll send it to you, see if it's of any use to you. So this beautiful track came down, and it just happened to suit this song written by Jim, Change the Date, to exactly the right pace and the mood of the song, and fit it in exactly. So that song now begins with the great Gurumul and ends with his solo voice. And for me, it's the centrepiece of the album. It really almost brings me to tears every time I hear it, not just because of the beauty of Gurumul's contribution, but also because, you know, we lost him so early, way too young.
So tragically, yes.
Really, very fortunate to get Gurumul on that track, but we also had great vocal additions by Ursula Jovic, Leah Flanagan, and Kalina Briggs singing the choruses, and also the great Dan Sultan, who sings verse 3 and 4 along with Pete.
Look, you'll be up for Nemas next year with this recording. I tell you what.
We would humbly accept one.
Well, yes, we want to come and see you at the Darwin Amphitheatre for the Nemas when we have them up here next year. Hopefully they won't be interrupted like they were and have a virtual awards night like we did this year. But what a great presentation it was as well.
Yeah, we'd love to play. The Darwin Amphitheatre is one of our favourite venues around the country, and we couldn't think of a better place to have all our First Nation contributors for the Makarata Project on stage with us in Darwin. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for next year for that one.
I tell you what, Rob, that would be fantastic, and we'll look forward to that. But the album's out through Sony Music on Friday, and it's just fantastic to be able to get and hear new recordings after almost 20 years from Midnight Oil.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, but some of these songs have been waiting for the Midnight Oil treatment for quite a while. We did a songwriting session at my place middle of last year, just before we went on the last tour, the last playing we've done, which was a European festival tour. And I brought in some songs, and Jim brought in a wealth of material, as he always did. Pete brought in a couple of songs, and we realised we had about 25 new songs. And with our longtime producer, Warren Livesey, who produced the Diesel and Dust album and others over the years, we got together with him and pared the album down to a mini album, so it's seven or eight tracks on this album. And they're all on that same theme, trying to shed light on the amazing Uluru Statement from the Heart.
Congratulations. I mean, as a band, you must be very proud of this, that's for sure.
We really are, you know, and for a band that's never really collaborated very much with others. I mean, we've had guests come in, particularly brass players, and a few other people have come in to do some vocals and things, but basically we've been pretty much a cocoon over the years. So to actually have the talents of everyone from young rapper like Tasman Keith to the beautiful voice of Alice Skye from Melbourne, from our old friend Frank Yammer from Alice Springs, to Kev Carmody, Uncle Kev Carmody was there. Sammy Butcher, of course, guitar player from the Wurrumpi Band, who we met all those years ago with Neil Murray. Troy Cassadale, he's probably the nicest man in music. And then, of course, we actually had some readers of the Statement of the Heart as well, people like Troy, but also Stan Grant, Adam Goods, and the architect, one of the architects of the Statement from the Heart, Pat Anderson, along with Ursula Jovich, who's of course, very well known for her singing as well as her acting.
Well, I tell you what, make sure you get the copy of the Makarata Project from Midnight Oil out on Friday. Hey, Rob Hurst, thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
That's a pleasure, Greg. Thanks so much for the chat.